today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Dancing with the Europeans.
Suburbs family, this is Dave from Kenosha calling in with my picks from the past year. My album of the year is Snipe Hunter from Tyler Childers. Tyler has become one of my favorite artists and love how each of his albums seems to offer something a bit different. If you've not listened to him before and you enjoy country, Americana, and the like, check this one out. Excellent album. And it was an album that I just kept going back and back to this year. I could pick any song on this record for you to try as I love them all. If I had to pick one, it would be Bitin' List. Now, the song itself, at first, I thought might be a little too corny. It's a song about talking if he had rabies and who he'd all be biting. But damn, it's a fun song. And I'm not going to lie, I was on a few conference calls this week and was thinking about who I might put on my own biting list.
Put it plain, I just don't like you. Not a thing about the way you is. And if there ever come a time I got rabies, you're high on my biting list. Put it plain, I just don't like you. Not a thing about the way you is. And if there ever come a time I got rabies, you're high on my biting list. Yeah, you're high on the list. People get fit if they gave me a week or two. For my brain so inflamed, my spirit left my shoes. I wanna kiss my wife, I'd wanna hug my baby, but when my goodbyes were through, foaming at the mouth.
Now, my song of the year came from an album that could have easily been my favorite record of the year, too, and that is My Morning Jacket. And the album was Is, and the song that I just absolutely loved was Time Waited. It's a song that just grabbed me from the minute I heard it. Those opening notes, absolutely loved it. The lyrics are great. Check out the video. It's awesome. And my girlfriend loves the song, too, so bonus there.
Well, they say time waits for no one, dear, and it takes near death to show one, yeah, but time waited for you and me. We know real love takes forever, yeah, and the clock ticks faster.
Me.
Finally, as for a favorite find of the year, it's a band called Lady Bird, and the record is Clementine. I read about this Milwaukee band in a local publication and immediately went to Bandcamp to buy the record. I think this record would hit the sweet spot for a lot of the suburbs community. Some great country, twangy, punky, Midwest rock and roll. The song Old Fashioned references a great Tom Petty song and a great Bruce Springsteen song. The famous band, the first track, I believe, is they talk about smoking with Willie. And the title track references a Waylon Jennings song. I think all of those are really good touch points for this band. The title song, Clementine, is my fave song on the record, and it's a great rocker. Makes me turn up the volume anytime I hear it. Now, the lyric does have something in the chorus there that would need to be edited for a family-friendly podcast, but check it out. It's fantastic. Anyhow, thank you all. The Rockin' Suburbs community, you just are the best, and keep rocking every day, and have a great year.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs and Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Mark Neese calling from Okemos, Michigan. Just wanted to call in with my favorite albums of 2025 and favorite song, or songs, plural. My favorite album, one that I was obsessed with for months, is Wet Legs Moisturizer. Listen to that pretty much exclusively for a few months, and pretty much blocking out any other new music for quite some time. So I definitely have to put that as my favorite album of the year. And I've been going back and forth on what my favorite song is, but I think I'm going to go with CPR as my favorite song.
Call it triple nine when you see.
As far as albums that I discovered later, I'm going to go with Suede's Antidepressants. And for that, I owe a debt of gratitude to both Kevin Clement and Stephen Routledge for kind of turning me on to that album. I had been a Suede fan in the 90s and sort of lost touch with them for a long time. But after hearing that album and also reading Brett Anderson's memoir, Afternoons with the Blinds Drawn, that really sort of piqued my interest in Suede again. And I think Antidepressants is a great album. It's a little bit more, maybe a little more agitated than their 90s albums. Maybe a little bit less glam oriented. Definitely showing maturity. And anyway, I highly advise or highly recommend that album. As far as a song from that album that I'd recommend, I think I'd go with Dancing with the Europeans as my current favorite, but you can't really go wrong with anything on there. I've got some honorable mention albums I might throw out there if you don't mind. Sloan's album based on the bestseller. Those guys are so dependable. Everything they put out is good to great. I'd also throw out Pulp's new album, More, which is it's almost as if those guys had never left. And another album, we'll go with Patterson Hood's solo album, Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams, which I listened to early on in the year and then sort of put aside for a while. But I need to pick that up again, I think, and re-listen to it. But I remember being struck by it when it was first released. So anyway, that's about it. I hope everyone is doing well. And though 2026 is not really off to a great start, I hope it gets better, and I hope that all of us have a reasonably fun and enjoyable 2026 full of great music. And that's about it. Hope everyone is doing well. Take care. Bye.
Loves the song too, so bonus there.